You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto the next of our Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a great question from Trevor Smith, who is in Australia. Lindsay, Trevor says, to break up cabin fever, I thought I'd start a training philosophical discussion in our forums. He said, now, fortunately, I'm still allowed to run here. Solo is what they can do in Australia. So he was out doing another horrible 20 kilometers in horrible weather, feeling feeling poor due to, he guessed, a 50K ultra sneeze legs from 4 weeks ago, shown his relentless strength exercises and well life in general, got him thinking about things. One subject he explored was the need to do 50-kilometer training runs for comrades. I'd always wondered about this for a few reasons. One, Australian trail runner, ultra runners don't run ultras in training. He hasn't heard about that in other nationalities. He says, why would comrades be any different? What is it, a South African thing? After every 50-plus K training run he's done, he's felt pretty poor. And to be frank, he suspect last year, for instance, it was all downhill afterwards. The split long runs on weekends, though, is a different story. Recovered from those, no problems. So are these training ultras really necessary? Is it just from a mental side? Surely it's only novices who need to do them, if that is the case.
So it is, it's a great debate, and it also highlights the difference between individuals and why, you know, no single training program is ever going to be a one size fits all. And there should be a little bit of, differentiating depending on your own personal experiences and how you respond to certain things. And it's why all the great runners, all the great coaches always talk about keeping a running diary, because you need to learn from your own experiences as you go forward. So those long training runs are extremely damaging, especially if you're doing them faster than they should be done. That is a very key element to this. And the second part of that is that we don't all respond equally well. And, you know, there are some fairly simple clues that you can take from your body to figure out which group you actually fall into. So if you respond extremely well to high-intensity exercise, so in other words, after you do high-intensity exercise, it makes you feel really good in the day or two afterwards. You recover really quickly from those speed sessions and you rearing to go again quite soon, then chances are that you are someone who will respond slightly better to high-intensity exercise. And if you really take a hiding from high-intensity exercise and it takes you days before you feel like you could face another session like that again and your body is really tired, then chances are you're someone who responds to slightly higher volumes and lower intensity. So that's just a very basic rule of thumb on how to go about this. And look, it is why we preach the adage that there should be an absolute minimum. And people have taken this 3 week to be the rule. Like, we can do a really long run every 3 weeks when you're training for comrades. And that's not actually what it's about. I made that the three-week rule, if you like, up because that's the minimum to give your body time to recover from these big hits of 40Ks. And a marathon is already big as a training run. Most of the world, a marathon is like an unbelievable achievement in itself. And in South Africa, we try and bang those things out as a weekly training run. So from that point of view, I would agree with Trevor. We really need to space those runs out. And in Trevor's case specifically, it certainly sounds to me like his longest runs for comrades probably only need to be in the region of 40 to 45 kilometers. Or, as he pointed out, if he splits the 50 Ks over 2 days over the weekend, he responds quite well to that. So he might want to split those up over the weekends. But it's absolutely not necessary to be banging out 50 K runs over and over again.
Yeah, and Lindsay, I mean, you talk about people responding differently. I'm one of those guys too. I mean, I'm definitely not built like a Kenyan. So the longer I go, the more it hurts. And I know Trevor personally as well. Trevor's not, I mean, he's not as big as I am, but he's also definitely not built like a Kenyan. So that might be part of the issue as well. And like you say, we're all an experiment of one, and we've got to figure out what works for us. So, Trevor, I hope that helps. It was a great discussion, and it's still going in the forums. It was posted a few weeks ago, and I picked it up because it was still like trending at the top. Lots of people got lots to say about it. It's been a great discussion.
Yeah, and as I said, it doesn't really have an answer. It's one of those things that we can keep discussing. Obviously, this is what has worked over the years. It is a South African race that is still largely dominated by South Africans at the front end. And people always want to know what the people are winning are doing. And what the people are winning is really not necessarily what's good for the guys that are trying to run 9 hours plus in the comrades. But there is a debate. And human beings tend to believe that more is always better. It's another thing that we've always tried to preach around these parts, and that is that you know, sometimes less is more. And of course, there is also the fact that we have a lot of other great races in South Africa that are 40 kilometers and longer, and they essentially get incorporated in as the part of the preparation. So it's this mix of history, available races, because let's face it, there aren't a lot of countries with ultras as really available as South Africa, and people being scared to try something different. That sort of mix is what keeps us essentially doing the same thing over and over again. And in that discussion, as I pointed out to Trevor, is that my two best comrades, is one was a down, one was a up, but they literally, my finishing times are within 11 seconds of each other. 7:10:58 and 7:11 and a few seconds for the up and the down. And one of those was done with my longest, or my comrade's long run being 45 kilometers, 4 weeks from comrades. And the other one was done when I crushed out 50 Ks every weekend for 3 or 4 weekends in a row in my peak training. And I ended up running exactly the same time. So it just goes to show you that consistency and training well will produce results. And we shouldn't always get completely caught up in the detail of what we are doing.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.